just like all them, so bet.
See, we used to do this when you were with American Blues.
Oh.
And we were with the Sidewalk. This was the game.
You know, I always hated I didn't see the show with Hendrix that you played when you was with Moving Sidewalks when y'all came to Dallas.
Oh, the Dallas.
You know, I don't know why I missed that show.
The Dallas one, that was a good one.
With American Blues, our problem back then was we had blue hair and we couldn't go anywhere. Long blue hair in the 60s was not hip.
As the story goes, I know where you did go. Back to the hotel.
Back to the hotel.
And the blue hair dye went on the pillowcase, which cost you $2 extra per night.
Extra per night, we couldn't afford it. I checked.
How ironic is it that the American Blues played in Houston, as did the Moving Sidewalk. Then we went to Dallas with the American Blues in Dallas and the Moving Sidewalk. We never saw each other except on television.
Yeah, we played the same places. But not at the same time.
Item, the spinning guitars. The actual contraption came from Don Summers from the Moving Sidewalks, and that's okay, but they didn't have fur.
Right, right.
And we might have to go back out on pull out the furry ones. You know what's interesting, and a lot of people don't know this, so, our influences were exactly the same. From Dallas, Texas, Houston, Texas, all the way to the Mexican border, all of that stuff, San Antonio, it all came together.
You won the deal too, buddy.
I won it all. You went down to Houston, and I didn't know you went down there.
Right.
From Dallas. And,
right.
Well, you met Billy there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. You remember Etheridge? Well, he took me down there and hooked up with Gibbons. And about 2 months later, Etheridge is gone. I mean, he's got to go away, so we needed a bass player, and I called you.
You came over at a folk club.
The
and you came
boy.
In, and you went, there's an opening. So I got all excited. They were actually auditioning.
Right. You showed up. You didn't have a bass case. You just had a...
Yeah, I had it by the neck.
Right.
This other guy in front of me had a real shiny new bass. I remember that guy.
Yeah,
new car.
Yeah.
He sat in. I sat in the back. And I noticed that he was missing all the corners and playing.
I wanted you in there.
Yeah. So when he got through, which wasn't all that long, we played Shuffling Sea.
For like 2 hours.
Yeah.
So with that every trick that with every cheap trick we'd learned over the years.
With the other band. So I felt real locked up then. Then Billy went, thank you a lot, and left.
Right.
And I turned around to you and I went, well, what's up? And he went, I don't know, I'll find out.
And then remember, I had that house with Billy and so I said, well, come on over and, you know, and we'll hang out. And you came and you brought that giant jug of wine and Billy wasn't there. And we sat there and we drank that wine.
That was the $2.50 bottle of wine.
And you passed out and he finally got home. I was like, well, this is our new bass player right here. Look at him.
There he is. Then we had our first show.
The one you forgot your bass.
Well, at least I had
key,
one.
Key.
I had one. I borrowed an amp for that.
He didn't even bring his bass. He shows up, we're ready to play, and he ain't got nothing to play.
Sounds like a plan. Let's go do a show. Oh, by the way, I don't have a guitar.
That was at the Knights of Columbus Hall.
Exactly.
I'm in.
Now, I don't remember our second show because they were all within driving distance.
You got the bass. Alcohol Well's son brought you the bass.
That's
right.
And
a Fender bass at that.
Yeah. I mean, my prospects were picking up a 10.
When we talk about all these influences, Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf, and T-Bone Walker, Albert Collins, Albert King, B.B. King, Freddie King,
Frankie King.